Hey everyone, welcome to Smart Bar Social Minds podcast. This is episode 22. It is Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2021. And I have an amazing guest with me here today. Her name is Alicia Williams. She is a voice artist, among many other great, great things. This is a really good episode. Such an inspiring lady. I had the pleasure of talking with her. And let me know if you have any comments about this episode, because I feel like you are going to thoroughly enjoy it. Enjoy the content. I have Alicia Williams here with me today. Has the same name, same spelling as me, different pronunciation. And Alicia is a creative communications entrepreneur, a professional voice artist, a narrator, a public speaker, a mentor, a writer, and among so many other amazing things. So Alicia, welcome to Smart Bar Social Minds podcast, and thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
Oh, brilliant. I'm so happy to have you here. So Alicia, you do so many things relating to, voice, right?
And yes.
Stuff that you do. But do you want to kind of let everyone know a little bit about your background, your story, how you got into, being a voice artist, and more about your kind of role, your main role?
Sure. Well, I have a background in education, in ministry. I'm an ordained minister. Most people don't know that about me. I started training for ministry in high school, and it was something that I've always had a passion for helping people. I'm a huge humanitarian. I'm always taking up for the underdog, whoever that may be at the moment. And it just seemed like the natural course for me to go. I studied social work in college, but ministry was really calling me, and I felt like I could use those skills. So, of course, communication is really key. Now, I used to be incredibly reserved. I hated talking in front of people, so incredibly uneasy. And I worked with an amazing husband and wife team while I was still in high school, who helped me get past my nerves and get comfortable in front of people. And I ended up speaking when I was a senior in high school. It was my first time speaking. And my principal came. Can you imagine that? My principal sitting in the audience, and I'm just like so excited and nervous at the same time. But that was 40 years ago. And now it's like my home away from home, sitting in front of people. I love one-on-one conversations. I've been a private learning strategist. I have a deep passion for learning and research, and I truly believe everyone can learn. It's just how you approach it with each person. So I like working one-on-one with people. But in 2015, I was really, really sick. And I didn't realize how sick I was. And I had wanted to pursue audiobook narration, because as a learning strategist, I used audiobooks to help my students who had difficulty reading. But I found that if I had the audiobook and they could see the physical book along with it, it helped them to feel more comfortable with the words, know how to pronounce the words, and they could get through the book a lot faster than me going through with it one-on-one, just each session, you know. So that was something.
Enjoyed it? Is that why you decided to pursue it? Or is just you thought you were good at it? Or like what?
I really didn't. It's funny because I spent years speaking, right? And it never really dawned on me to use my voice for voiceover. It really didn't click. I've had friends and family tell me after I, oh, I've always thought you had an amazing voice. I could listen to you talk for hours. And I said, no one ever told me that back then. No one. And my kids used to sit around me and tell me, you know, Mom, we like sitting next to you when you talk on the phone because it helps us relax, you know. So
you have a very relaxed voice.
That's what I hear. But I never thought about using it professionally. So in 2015, with me being ill, I wanted to go into voiceover to do audiobook narration. I love audiobooks as well, although they don't replace print copies because I love a good copy book in my hand. But I thought about it, but at the time I was getting sicker and sicker and I really didn't know what was going on and I was losing my breath. So I couldn't breathe well enough to even narrate an audiobook. So I looked into it, but I didn't really get to pursue it right away. So just, you know, so many things happened at the same time. I was married for 30 years. That was in an upheaval. My husband was a pastor. We pastored a church together. And he was very much had some wounds in his life that he just was not facing. And regardless to my pleas for him to get help, he wasn't doing it. So you've got that going on. I was ill. I had come out of taking care of his mom for 3 years before she passed away. And just with that alone, being a caregiver, you know, I'm in what I call middle school. I'm not old school. I'm not new school. I'm middle school. So I have kids under me. I have older parents in front of me and I'm in the middle. And so when you're in that place, you're taking care of both generations behind you and in front of you. And when my mother-in-law passed away, I didn't know what was I doing before I started caring for her. You know, what was going on in my own life? And so I looked into the voiceover. I started pursuing my writing for myself more because I used to write for other people, other companies, organizations, but I didn't do it for me. So with my marriage going up in smoke, I lost my home. I had to have major surgery. Shout out to Dr. Amy Park because she is the most amazing urogynecologist this side of the world. She really is. She's the director of pelvic surgery at one of the major hospitals here in Washington, D.C. And had it not been for her, like, I honestly don't know if I would be here today. So with all of that happening, I had to move. I had to find a new home. My kids and I pulled together because that was really the only way we were going to make it was to work together as a team, which we were accustomed to doing. But it was so incredibly dark, just dark, so dark. And all of the people that I knew, I've been in ministry for 40 years. I've been in this area the same amount of time. And I suddenly had friends I could count on one hand how many friends I had. I've spoken in churches and different events all over the place. I've helped found and direct different events. Couldn't find anybody. I went to multiple counselors to reach out. And to be honest with you, I was in a better place before I did that. I got so beat up trying to get help. And it broke my heart.
They say that you work out who your true friends are when a tragedy happens. And that was definitely evident in your case, right?
Yes, absolutely. So for me, voiceover was not just something to do. It was not just a means to an end. It literally was a part of me finding my voice again, finding me, reconnecting to my identity and not who I was in the past, but who I'm going to be moving forward, calling on all of my resources, all that I am, all that I've done, my history. I really do appreciate the fact that I got into this middle age. I'm over 50 and I was over 50 when I started training for voiceover.
That's inspiring. That is very inspiring. Sharing that's amazing.
It is amazing because I see so many people. I mean, I literally was planning to retire. You know, I'm a homeschool veteran. I homeschooled five of my kids. So I was looking forward to
anyway,
I mean, but it was all of what culminated, all of part of who I am, and having a life behind me. You know, I could take that road one or two ways. I could look and say all the years have been lost, or I could look and say I have this history of experience that I can now utilize and draw from to move forward. So it was my choice which direction and I'm going to go with this. And really at the real core of that choice was, am I going to love me through this? When other people reject you, walk away from you, turn away from you, or even sit and watch you suffer and say nothing, and lend no help, no support, not even an encouraging word, you have to decide in that moment, are you going to be your own ally? Are you going to be your best friend? Are you going to advocate for yourself? Do you love yourself? Self-love, self-care is extremely critical, extremely important. And I think even going through the pandemic, watching people struggle with the changes and the upheaval of their daily lives, a lot of it comes down to, it is terrible, it's tough, but here we are. What are we going to do? Are we going to love ourselves through this? Are we going to frustrate ourselves? You know, and I had a family that was still depending on me to, if nothing else, show them an alternative to what they saw their father do. You know, somebody's got to show that you can take the worst of the worst and take one step at a time, one day at a time, sometimes, Alicia, 1 hour at a time, 1 5-minute. I would take my days in 5-minute increments. Okay. If I could just get through the next 5 minutes, that'll be an accomplishment. And I would get through the day 5 minutes at a time. And then those minutes turned into hours. And then I was going one day at a time, and I look up, a week went by, and I was getting better and I was getting stronger and I was seeking help. And I think that's why it's important for me to use my voice to help women who've gone through what I've been through, especially women in leadership. A lot of times, you know, we go through stuff and we have people looking to us, depending on us, and we don't pause to take care of ourselves. You've been through, I had to stop and say, you've been through a train wreck, like your whole life exploded. And you've got to do damage assessment and see what is going on with you. I'm still doing that. I'm still finding shrapnel here and there. Just daily things in life that you look up and go, ooh, that touched a spot I didn't even know was there, you know? And you got to care for yourself, pause and care for yourself. What's going on with me? How can I give myself the care that I need in that moment? So voiceover for me was a culmination of a life of speaking, communicating, building relationships, and now using all of that to rebuild my life, using breathing. I mean, all of it, every aspect of voiceover was so significant, and the timing of it was so significant in me rebuilding my life. It is exactly where I needed to be.
You just stepped into it.
I just stepped into it. It made sense to me. And it's funny because I like to journal, right? And I was recovering from my surgery. I had moved into a new house that was kind of a transition home for me and my family. And one afternoon, I just pulled out my old journals, trying to figure out what my next step was going to be. And I said, let me just go back and read my journals. You know, we write a lot, but sometimes I don't read as much. Go back and read it, you know. So I was reading and I saw how I had been interested in voiceover alongside of my writing. And I said, okay, I need to go back and look into this. So I did. And I looked up different companies. I did some research, and there was a free evaluation being offered by Such a Voice. So I said, well, let me sign up for this and see what comes of it, you know. And within 2 weeks, I was enrolled and I was taking one-on-one coaching. I liked the kind of coaching that I give. So I was having one-on-one coaching. Then I got involved in a group coaching that lasted for a year. And when we finished with that, you know, it was time to start marketing myself, get myself, I had my demos done, time to get out there. And starting over, not having all these people I knew from the past, not, you know, one of the first things in marketing that you're encouraged to do is make a list of all your family and friends, right? Start there. And I'm going, what friends? You know, I don't know anybody anymore. Nobody knows me. So that was really not advantageous for me. I had to take a very different approach, as well as the fact that I do have a domestic violence. I am a survivor of domestic violence. So I can't just put myself out there on social media without some form of protection. I have to guard who I connect with. So my pages can't be public. So I can't build 10,000 followers in a year. You know, I can't do that for my own safety, for the safety of my family. I have to know who's connecting with me. But that worked to my advantage because I'm a relationship builder. I'm not afraid to talk to people one-on-one. I like talking to people one-on-one. I like having that personal touch. That's very important to me. So although I didn't have a list to build from, but I did have me. And looking at what my strengths are, what do I have to offer, what has worked for me in the past, all of that helped me heal and helped me recover at a time when self-doubt was beating down my door. I mean, beating down my door and second guessing myself, you know, every decision. I had to get out of that fast because that was working against me. And working through voiceover helped me to be able to say, you know, you've got these skills, you've got these qualities that you've been building your whole life. You're not new at this. So that's what's going to work for you. You can't build off of someone else's talent. You can't build off of someone else's character. You can only build from who you are. And when you're going through a difficult, distressing, I mean, deeply painful scenario, you really can question, you know, maybe if I was more like so-and-so, I wouldn't be feeling this way. Maybe if I was more like this person, I could get through this better or faster. No, you got to embrace who you are. And because that's the person that's going to see you through. Mm-hmm. And that's the person that's going to be there on the other side that you can celebrate and move forward. And now I'm growing a business that I'm so proud of. I'm proud of me. I don't compare myself to anybody. I see people doing things and I'm like, yay, I congratulate and I celebrate you. But I'm proud of me because I know where I started from. I know what I've had to come up against, the resistance that I've had. And now I know people and have genuinely connected with people all over the world, all over the world. And I'm so thankful. I've met you.
Yeah.
I've met some amazing, beautiful people. Yes.
Yeah. And here we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
We met on social media. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, you know, making those personal one-on-one connections is always the best way anyway. Even if you did want to grow on social media, it gets down to the nitty-gritty of knowing who you're connecting with and who's following
yes.
you, who's interested in your content and all that, and reciprocating, you know, their love and everything. So
yes,
a way to build a network. So on the topic of you know, your voice overs, I'm just gonna play a little sample of your work because I thought it was like, oh my god, it's so amazing, and I just want everyone to hear the kind of stuff that you do. So
children love to do two things: learn and play. Leapfrog, so your child can go from I can't to I did. I love a clean house, but if you think I'm getting down to scrub the floor, you must be crazy. Swiffer, now that's what I'm talking about. Primping and perming can do a number on your hair. L'Oreal Repair and Defend Shampoo restores your hair so you can keep on being your beautiful self. It doesn't matter how far you go. With Cracker Barrel, you're always close to home. So come on in. We'll cook your favorite. I like being in control. That's why me and the new Chase mobile app, we get along. It lets me pay my bills from anywhere. Chase, what matters.
I loved it. I was so like, oh, voices is one of those voices that you do, like you're going into a restaurant or something and it's one of those on the big loudspeaker.
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah. So, really commercial, but really soothing. And like, I would buy anything from you. Just
can I quote you on that?
Yeah, absolutely welcome.